Well, it's just gone midnight and I'm outside giving the dog a bit of a walk. And I'm delighted to say I've got 7 minutes of recording now instead of the 5 minutes that I had before. So I should be able to do slightly longer audio podcasts than I was able to before, which is rather nice. And I was able to do that by telling some people about Audioboo. And Audioboo very kindly gave me an extra minute for each person I told about Audioboo. I'm delighted. Maybe I can get a bit more as well, so I can leave even more minutes. So, what am I doing? Well, I'm outside and looking up at the sky. Not many skies, stars available this evening. It must be a bit of cloud up there, so I can't really see much of what's going on. The morning, it was actually quite sunny, so if it had stayed like that, there's not much cloud, and I'd about to see some stars. It's funny when I look up the stars, I quite often see, I think it's Andromeda. Never remember the names of these stars, but it's one that I always kind of tend to notice for some reason or other, rather than any of the others. And I was watching a TV programme about the stars, and they were saying about those other stars that were in that one I was looking at. I hadn't really sort of connected. I didn't connect the dots between that one and the ones I tended to notice. And there they were there. And I even noticed now the fact that they were telling us about these particular stars. One was looking kind of blue and the one was looking kind of a reddy sort of colour. And I didn't realise that you got stars of different colours like that. And the funny thing is that it's kind of the other way around to what you think in terms of the colour. So the blue stars are the hotter stars and the red stars are the colder stars. Now, doesn't that kind of go contrary to sort of usual thinking with regards to colour? So there you go. Something I learned. Well, I've joined the Bitcoin community, Bitcoin economy. I've got myself some Bitcoins. And, well, I heard about them last year, really. I thought, oh, I'm not going to bother with something like that. But the more I hear about it, the more I find that other people are actually sort of saying, yeah, okay, quite good, I'll do some of that, I'll get into Bitcoin as well, and people are talking about it more, and yet things like happening like Cyprus, where the banks were stealing money from their customers, because they've been told to by the European Union, and of course here I am in Spain, and can't trust any of the banks anywhere these days, and I expect banks to do similar sort of shitty things that they've done in Cyprus, could well happen. So I decided to put some money into savings in the form of some Bitcoin. Didn't buy many. And I'm looking to see if I can perhaps increase the number of Bitcoin I've got by selling some of the things I've got for Bitcoin. So I'm going to give that a try and put a few things up for sale I've got I need to get rid of. I'm thinking about getting rid of a Behringer mixer and also a Behringer mic, which I'm not using very much at the moment, not at all. I'm using other microphones. And I shall put them up for sale and say that I shall take Bitcoin for them. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. The idea is that I'm going to save for the Panasonic GH3. Or maybe some other tech that I want to get out of at some point in time, because I don't know what other tech's coming up, and there might be something else that I fancy that's going to be useful to have. I could do with an iPad, actually. That's got more of a storage space available than the one I have. The one I have is only 16 gigabytes, and I'm finding it's not enough for putting all the apps on that I want to have on there and to have some space for recording some video and stuff like that. Same with the iPhone, really. In fact, with the iPhone, I'm using an iPhone 4, and for the most part, it does what I wanted it to do. I can do dictation on there, but only if I use another application, the actual Dragon dictation application. And what I'm thinking is that I could do with getting something that kind of moves me up a step. But the trouble is, the iPhone 5 is terribly expensive. It's something in the region of, say, $700 or so for me to buy one of those. I can't remember the price exactly now, it might have been even nearer 800 perhaps. And it'd be good to have one of those, because I'm kind of using the iPhone a long time now and I like to stick with it. But then, on the other hand, the Galaxy S3 is available for $379, I think it was. And you know what, I'm tempted, because it would do just about everything I want to be done. I'm just looking down at the ground here because I can see something in the ground here that looks like it's a light. It's some sort of insect or something that's fluorescent or something. Got a green sort of thing, it's not an actual thing with a battery or something like that, but tried poking it, but it just sort of stayed there, it still stayed lit. That's strange, that is. It's like some sort of firefly. Weird. It's still there, glowing away. I'd take a picture of it, but I don't think it'd show up very well on a photograph. Anyway, where was I? I was waffling on about iPhones. And I do an awful lot of audio stuff, and I'm thinking that I need something that will let me do more sort of dictation and stuff. And for that, I need something that can do Siri dictation. And, well, of course, Siri's not going to go on the Android devices, but at the same time, it looks like it does do quite a good job of dictation, so I might have a think about that and decide what I want to do. The only trouble is I've got a wedding to go to at the end of July, so I really should be saving my money and not spending anything if I can help it, because I've got to take a present with me and I've got to have some money to enjoy myself while I'm there, even if it's a few days away, but we'll see how it goes anyway. So there you go, this is me chatting away about Bitcoin and stars and things that I found in the grass that was making a light. And now I've come to my 7 minutes. I need a bit more time still. Bye-bye now.